Io parlo di tante mi dice.
This is Radio Nepal, the news read by Shailendra Rana. His Majesty the King has convened a session of the House of Representatives at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, 20 March 1996. The CPN-UML has registered a no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba at the Parliament Secretariat. His Majesty's government has decided to celebrate the Silver Jubilee of His Majesty the King's accession to the throne in a grand manner throughout the year 2053. And one other headline, Israeli and Palestinian officials have resumed contacts broken off for 3 weeks following the first in a series of suicide bombings by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Now the news in detail. His Majesty the King has, in accordance with Article 53, Clause 3 of the Constitution of the Kingdom of Nepal 1990, convened a session of the House of Representatives at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, 20 March 1996. His Majesty the King convened the session in response to a submission made by 86 members of the House of Representatives requesting His Majesty to convene the session in accordance with the Constitution. A letter to this effect has been sent to the Parliament Secretariat today. The CPN-UML has registered a no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba in accordance with Article 59, Clause 2 of the Constitution of the Kingdom of Nepal 1990 at the Parliament Secretariat this afternoon, according to the CPN-UML Parliamentary Party Office. The motion is signed by 88 CPN-UML Parliamentary Party members, including Party President and main opposition party leader Manmohan Adhikari. His Majesty the King gave away copper plaques and prizes to educationists who have made unceasing efforts for the development of education and to the school alumni on the occasion of the Golden Jubilee of Padmoday Secondary School in Kathmandu today. Her Majesty the Queen was also present on the occasion. School Principal Ramesh Prasad Gautam read out a letter of felicitation and presented it to His Majesty the King. The letter of felicitation recalls that since the time of His Majesty's coronation, primary education has been made free, and along with the progressive consolidation of democracy, schooling is being made free up to the secondary level. His Majesty's government has decided to celebrate the Silver Jubilee of His Majesty's accession to the throne in a grand manner throughout the year 2053. A main celebration committee has been formed under the chairmanship of the Prime Minister at the central level for this purpose, according to the Ministry of Information and Communication. Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Sher Bahadur Deoba has called upon all the Nepalese to seriously think about the all-round development of the country. Prime Minister Deoba was addressing a function organized on the occasion of the 31st anniversary of the National Cadet Corps in Kathmandu today. The Prime Minister expressed the confidence that the discipline, diligence, hard work and training will lead the students towards success in every sector. Foreign Minister Dr. Prakash Chandra Loni has said that the problem of Bhutanese refugees staying in eastern Nepal is no longer a bilateral problem of Nepal and Bhutan, but a tripartite one, as it has caused problems for India also. Dr. Loni said this at a talk program on the theme Refugees and Human Rights, organized by the Amnesty International Nepal in Kathmandu today, stating that Nepal has a very clear concept regarding the Bhutanese refugees. Dr. Loni said the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has raised its voice on why the government of India stopped the Bhutanese refugees returning home at the Mechi Bridge when it has not stopped the refugees from entering into Nepal. The Minister for Foreign Affairs expressed gratitude to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, friendly countries including the United States of America and other international organizations and institutions on behalf of His Majesty's government for providing humanitarian assistance to the Bhutanese refugees. The Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party is to meet at the Prime Minister's residence at 2 o'clock on 18 March. President of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, RPP, Surya Bahadur Thapa, has said that the Central Working Committee meeting that concluded yesterday made a detailed analysis of the activities and shortcomings of the coalition government as well as relationship with other parties involved in the government. Mr. Thapa was speaking in an interview with Radio Nepal today. Mr. Thapa said the meeting also decided to solve the present shortcomings through a dialogue and added that the CPN-UML's submission to His Majesty the King for convening the session of Parliament is its exercise of constitutional rights. The second batch of the 29th contingent of the Sri Mahendra Dal Battalion Peacekeeping Force arrived today on completion of its assignment with UNIFIL Lebanon at the call of the United Nations.